I got you.
All right, so what are we gonna do about our situation in the NFL right now?
About what
do we think?
Oh, so for Minnesota, as a personal Minnesota Vikings fan myself, I say we drop Sam Darnold, pick up a running back in the draft, pick up
a cornerback.
I'm gonna stop you guys right there.
Pick up.
I think Sam Darnold's got potential. We saw it this year, right?
The regular season he was good and folded under pressure.
He was good in the regular season. Maybe we could have him regular season quarterback.
Yeah, we do.
We can do. What do the Steelers do this year? They started Fields for. Till week 6,
okay,
and
but
then
you guys gotta realize, like, we're losing Murphy, we're losing Byron Murphy, Bynum, and Harrison Smith.
Okay, but okay.
Harrison Smith is gonna retire. We're gonna re-sign those.
Let him go.
Re-sign those. We gotta
we're
re-sign
Cam
Bynum.
Akers, and we can get rid of freaking
extend Aaron Jones. Extend Aaron Jones.
Aaron Jones. We could extend Aaron Jones.
Extend him. Release Cam. No, don't release Cam Akers. Trade Cam Akers for like
trade
draft.
Trade Cam Akers
for draft.
Re-sign.
Picks.
Re-sign Ty Chandler.
Resign Ty. Resign.
Get rid of like Akers for Najee Harris.
Resign.
Dude, if we got Najee Harris, that'd be awesome.
Resign.
Get rid of Jones for Najee Harris, and then see how Akers and Harris work out. Cause having Akers as a running back 2 and having Harris as a running back 1.
Get rid of CJ Ham.
We need a line.
Get rid of CJ Ham. Christian Darius is going to be back next year.
Will be back.
Our left tackle just left. Pick up a new.
Hey, this is a good draft year.
This is a really good draft year.
This
pick
is a
up,
great draft year.
If that tackle from Minnesota doesn't go early, like people say he will, I say we trade up.
Oh, he's going to. He's going to go early.
He's like
to
top 10.
Chiefs, so they'll probably trade their pick, get an early rounder, pick up that tackle.
Who's a defensive line we don't need? Who's good on our team that we could trade for, like, oh, wait, no, okay, because Joey Bosa's going to free agency. So what if we pick Joey Bosa up from the Chargers?
Then Joey we have, Bosa's iffy, though.
Okay, but he's already better than some linemen we have now.
We got Ginky.
But
we have
Pace Jr.
Okay, imagine.
Pace Jr. is young.
Imagine
young,
pa- imagine,
young.
Imagine
very
him,
young.
Joey Bosa, Greenard, and Gingle. All on the D-line. We'd have an unstoppable run defense.
That's run defense. What are we going to do
about
it?
Yeah, we need pass.
That's a lot of money, dude.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa, that's going to be like $60
million. He's off.
That might be underestimated.
And with all the contracts are going to extend.
Have you seen the worth on Sam Darnold, though? If we get rid of him, that's like a free cap.
Well, he's gone anyway because we only signed him to a one-year contract.
That frees up so much money for us.
Well,
do you know how much he was asking for in the first place?
We ended up signing him $50 million. That's a ripoff for a quarterback.
Exactly.
That's a great deal for
that saves us $50 million.
We also need, honestly, I think we get a new defensive coordinator.
No, our defensive coordinator has shown.
Our defensive coordinator makes.
He was iffy in playoffs and against Detroit.
He made a bad call.
One bad call.
He made multiple bad calls.
We don't need to worry about wide receivers. We have Naylor.
We have the best
Addison Jefferson.
Hey, let's focus on that game. That happened last night.
The Rams?
Guess who reffed that game?
Coach Gazzman.
No, deadass. Guess who reffed that game?
The same ref that reffed the regular season.
The same
game?
The Mr. Infamous.
The same ref that reffed the Detroit game called a identical intentional grounding and then called
that
it
was
back.
Okay,
and that would have changed the game because Minnesota would have been tied with the.
That was not an intentional grounding. Puka Nacua had his back turned, and then he saw.
Especially
Stafford.
In that Detroit game, dude. That call would have changed that game. That would have put them on. That would have put them.
He saw Stafford go down and then turned around.
That would have given us a safety. We would have gotten the ball back. They have Jake Fox, good punter.
And when we would have had the TJ Hawkinson touchdown.
Okay, but what if we
could have had Justin Jefferson touchdown. We went 0-for-5 in the red zone that game.
Yeah. And we went.
I'm about to put on a fucking.
Oh, what was it like?
Five and like. What was it like? 5-15 for.
Start of the season
down.
5-0. Our goal going into the break was 2-5.
Yes.
Went into the break 5-0.
We were projected what?
Lost
six. We were predicted what?
7
You're projected 6-9
7-1 You're projected 7.
And we went 14-3.
Sweet.
And getting not get first round exits is nothing new for Minnesota.
Hey, that game is going to get Stafford a like $100 million contract dollars. That's gonna be Daniel Jones all over again.
Let's get off the Bronx here and focus on what the Vikings are doing right.
What are they doing? I mean,
yeah, I mean, nothing looked right last night.
Receivers
nothing.
Were clicking.
Okay, but
all
last night, and the Detroit game, Darnold has never been in that position before.
When Naylor is downfield 3-on-1, and Sam Darnold tosses it out.
Okay. But Darnold also was a backup player on a team, the Jets, the Niners, and Carolina. And
hey, that was Darnold's first playoff.
Exactly. Ever. And he is. And any other team he's played, he's never in the playoffs.
But Daniel Jones has the most playoff wins in NFL
history. He's an emergency QB. They can only put him in if they absolutely have to. If they lose their second string, their third string.
Yeah, Daniel Jones is in our emergency spot right now.
Okay, then put Nick Mullins in. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He's played a regular season in Minnesota. He knows how they run their offense.
He did play for a little bit. He's not good.
And he would have known when to run.
And I'm going to get on Kevin. Let me get on Kevin O'Connell a little bit here, too. The previous Rams offensive coordinator. He was there for what? 2-3 years? And
I think 4.
And we couldn't do anything about the defense, offense? Like, he should know.
I mean, obviously, they
somewhat.
Changed their whole playbook after he leaves. He probably told them about plays, honestly. Played a game against him, picked up on it, had to go to some new plays.
But the Rams, I mean, our offensive line could have done a lot better. The Rams powered one side every time.
I'm sending this to Kevin O'Connell, by the way.
No, bro. Darnold was a great regular season quarterback.
Yeah, he did great. He's never been put in that position at playoffs. You can't. I mean,
all right, hold on. Let's hop from football real quick. Let's hop to hockey. Let's talk about the Minnesota Wild. They are on fire.
The Wilds have been doing great.
They are on fire right now. What?
I feel like the best in the league right now.
They're hot.
Hot.
They are hot right now. They are 27-13-4. They have lost 17 games, won 27. They've won 10 more than they've lost.
I'm no hockey expert. What's a good record to end the season in hockey? How much games are there?
The record right now is like 70, 75, 4, and 4. There's 82 games in a season. And that was the Tampa Bay Lightning a couple seasons ago. And then they didn't.
Are on pace to break this record?
No, absolutely not.
But they don't need a break record.
No, absolutely not. Guess who got knocked out first round that season? The season that Tampa Bay went 75-4-4. Wild didn't even make the playoffs, but Tampa Bay got knocked out first round. They set the regular season record for best record, and then lost in the first round.
Do we do that? Okay. We 14-3 Minnesota lost to 10-7 Rams. Record doesn't mean
much. So we are missing a lot of players on the Wild right now. I believe we're missing Marc-Andre Fleury, one of our goalies. I think Kirill might still be out. I will take a look quick.
Let's talk about the Minnesota Gophers.
The Golden Gophers, the basketball.
They're
struggling.
They were doing good. They had a beginning of the season. They had a 5-game win streak, and then we played Michigan State. We lost. We were on a 4-game losing streak. Then we almost beat Ohio State, who was, I do believe, 12th ranked. We lost to them by 1 point. And ever since that game, we are on a losing streak. We just lost to Maryland yesterday. But Garcia,
Dawson Garcia,
he is a player.
He's been playing good.
He's
Dylan Ferguson. Brock Faber is day to day.
Isaac Asuma.
He's pretty good. He is.
What year is he?
Brock Jones Vernon is all day to day.
Is Isaac Asuma?
He's a freshman.
Wow.
He had 15 points last night.
Yeah, dude, he is very good. Did they end up winning last night?
Yeah. No. Last night they lost 77-71 against Maryland.
To Maryland.
Not a losing streak right now, and I don't know.
We haven't won a game in our conference yet.
How about the Minnesota Gophers college football? Coy Parrish, he's looking pretty good.
Ooh. I'm so excited. Dude, I'm excited.
I want to see him in the NFL. I want to see
him. And as a freshman?
He's a true freshman. Staying in Minnesota for his sophomore year.
NIL contract.
He got...
NIL.
Dude, he got...
All right.
Which team is covering the spread in this upcoming Minnesota-Michigan game? I'm saying Michigan, but I feel like Michigan just shits on Minnesota. But who's covering
this? Michigan's
13-3. Yep.
So,
right. Let's say Michigan. Michigan hits the spread.
Michigan is on a 4-game lose
streak. All right, who's picking up 12 or more points?
12 or more points?
I say Isaac Asuma or
I want to go Isaac.
Dawson Garcia.
I say he's picking up 12.
He had 15 last night, but he's averaging 6.
Dawson Garcia.
Garcia's easily hitting over 12.
You think so?
Easily, yeah. He's averaging like 27.
Or Trey Donaldson of Michigan. He's been down though. He hasn't been playing good. He's been playing all right, but he hasn't been playing. Like...
What was that Golden kid? Whatever his last name is. Golden.
Vladislav Golden?
Yeah.
Fuck is this guy? Big Russian guy or what?
Put some money on him. He's leading the team in points
all
right now.
All right. Did you guys see the Texas A&M walk-off floater last night? No. Gotta watch it, dude. 11 feet. Floated.